Every child out there should know this. Each of you, one day, can be the mayor of Chicago.
I absolutely love that acceptance speech. Mm-hmm. I thought she nailed it. She is the first African-American female and the first openly gay mayor to be elected mayor of Chicago. She made history. Very impressive. She'll be sworn in May 20th as the new mayor of Chicago. Let's welcome in Lori Lightfoot. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Lori,
great.
Very busy right now. What are you working on right now in the transition team? What is happening?
Well, we're working on a range of different things. First, making sure that we understand the challenges and opportunities with the state of government, making sure that we've got a full complement of staff to run agencies, the mayor's office. And then we're engaging with the public through our transition committees, who are looking at a number of different initiatives, from the arts to youth to transportation to public safety and so forth. So we're operating at a lot of different levels, but so far, so good.
So far, so good, and we're excited for you. A lot of things to take care of, a little bit overwhelming, and you're, you know, working on it right now. One of those things is working on crime and violence in the city. We're getting a lot of negative media attention nationally. You're currently in a two-day meeting to curb summer crime. Tell us what's happening there.
Well, what we're doing is we're talking to various stakeholders, from law enforcement to city agencies, to make sure that there are comprehensive plans to engage communities, make sure that our youth have productive activities over the course of the summer, all with an eye towards making sure that we keep our communities as safe as possible.
Murders go up during the summertime. I know you've been meeting for the last 2 days. Eddie had a news conference today, and he said that the plan basically is we're going to try to do what we're always going to try to do, is reduce violence, but he didn't give much details. Can you give us a little bit of something that happened in the meeting that you're going to change around this summer that didn't happen last summer?
Well, we've had a series of discussions. Yesterday's meetings was with our federal, state, and local partners to make sure that there's a coordinated effort to address the violence, focusing on those areas in the city where we're seeing concentrated violence, making sure that we're addressing the retaliation cycle that drives so much of the violence, and coordinating resources on all these different levels. So that's kind of one dimension of it. But as we all know, we can't arrest our way out of this problem, and this is not a challenge that is the sole province of law enforcement. That's why today we're going to be meeting with a lot of different city agencies, from CPS to the parks to the Department of Public Health, and really everything in between, so that there is a plan to make sure that we're involved in healthy activities all
right
across the city, so we can keep our young folks occupied in things that are really going to be good for them, that will expand their experiences, but do it in a safe and productive environment.
It's about the programs.
A lot of prep going in to all of this work that you're going to do when you take office. What's the first thing you do on day one?
Well, what we're working on is a plan to address aldermanic prerogative. You know, it's no secret that I'm not a fan of it. I think it has a lot of negative and corrosive effects on government. So we're talking with a lot of different stakeholders to craft an executive order that's going to address that issue. So that's going to be a big thing on day one, and really just kind of setting the tone for good governance and integrity in government. We've got a lot of challenges that we've got to face together as a city, as communities. We can't do that if people don't have confidence in the mayor, if people don't have confidence in government, and making government much more responsive and accountable to the people is something that I'm going to be working on from day one.
Boy, that is so true. We're talking with Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot. Now, people always want to come to you with the problems. You got that pension bill, $276 million. Where do we get that money?
Well, look, I think we've got to take a long view of this, because it's not just about doing something this year. We've got a structural problem with our pensions, and we have to come up with a comprehensive solution. So I've had a team of financial experts really digging into the details, making sure that we understand the magnitude of the the just not the pension, but the financial challenges that we face as a city, and then coming up with concrete solutions to address it.
Lori, I got to tell you, I loved your acceptance speech because you had a you had a line in there, and here it is. You said, "We may be strangers, but in this room, in this city, we are all neighbors." And at that moment, it's like, okay, my wife turned to me and she's like, I really have faith in this woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
First of all, it's a woman that's in office. She loved that. And secondly, it's like, finally, we've got a woman in charge that knows what she's doing. You have a lot of pressure on you, but I feel like you have an open mind as you take this job.
Yeah, that's right. And I got to tell you, it is incredibly humbling, the outpouring of support and confidence and hope that people have bestowed upon me, not just on Election Day, but literally every day since. I take that to heart, and I'm going to work hard every day to make sure that I earn the respect and the support that people have given me. I don't take that for granted at all. It is a real gift, and I want to do everything I can to earn it.
I love
that's
that.
I do too. Lori, you're a Chicagoan. We're all Chicagoans. We love our city. We're proud of our city, just like you are. What do you think makes Chicago the best city on earth?
Well, I mean, even on a cold, rainy day like today, there's a spirit in the city amongst its people, hope and optimism. You know, we're not shy about offering up our opinions. We love our city. We love our sports teams. We love our neighborhood. But it is that diversity that I think makes us truly great, and that people are proud of being from Chicago, even in difficult circumstances. People love that they're from this city.
You made history as the first openly gay mayor and the first African-American female mayor on May 20th. How emotional will you be on that day?
Well, it's going to be a very sentimental day for me. I expect my mother and members of my immediate family to be here. And for where I come from, to have the incredible honor of being sworn in to be the mayor of the third largest city in the country is a pretty high height. And I know that there are some young people coming from my high school in my little town in Ohio who have been kind of studying the election and studying my campaign as part of their civics class. So they're going to be here. So that you know, tying me back to my roots and the things that really made me and shaped me into the person that I am here today, I'm going to be thinking a lot about that. I'm also going to be thinking about the people that I've met along the journey and carrying them with me. And certainly that will be reflected in the speech that I give that day.
I've always said that you're one person away from anybody on the planet in Chicago. And I want to thank you because I've run into you five different times, most recently at Chicago Cut Steakhouse when I was running to the bathroom, and then at the DePaul College Prep fundraiser. And I called in a favor to a mutual friend, Mary Dempsey. She's done things all over the city, and she connected us together. And you made this happen because you wanted to speak to the people here at WGN Radio, and this is a great platform for you.
It is. I love and have fun every time I'm on any one of your programs, whether it's on the radio or TV. So I thank you for the opportunity.
Well, we're so honored, and we thank you for coming and sharing a couple minutes with us.
Well, my pleasure, and have me back.
And absolutely. Good luck. Thanks, Lori. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you
soon.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. That is Mayor-elect Lori Lightfoot.
Out there tonight, a lot of little girls and boys are watching. They're watching us, and they're seeing the beginning of something, well, a little bit different.